I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. The number of Iowans hospitalized with COVID-19 is ticking up, even though the raw numbers are close to what they were at the start of the pandemic last year. That uptick in hospitalizations comes as public health officials warn that the more transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health said 85 people were hospitalized in Iowa with the disease today, after briefly falling to 50 2 weeks before that. Starting today, Iowa health officials are changing how they'll report COVID-19 data. Nebraska made the switch last week. Officials say they'll now update the state's coronavirus website once a week on Wednesdays. Previously, it was updated several times daily. A teenager injured in an accident on an Iowa amusement ride that killed his younger brother remains on life support as he marks his 16th birthday. David Jaramillo has been in a medically induced coma at Blank Children's Hospital since Saturday's accident on the Raging River ride at Adventureland Park in Altoona. His younger brother died in that accident. Smithfield Foods says it's offering its company scholarships to the two largest universities in South Dakota. The Smithfield Food Scholarship Program for qualified children and dependents of Smithfield employees will be available for those students going to either the University of South Dakota or to South Dakota State University. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. For more updates, go to kwit.org. I'm Mary Hartnett.